All of this reflected and in many ways emulated Lenin's earlier admiration for what the German generals had achieved in the mobilization of Germany for total war, their policy of war socialism. Lenin had felt that by some accident of history, even the German imperialists had stumbled on a tactic for the future organization of future societies. Another element that had been important in the victory of the Bolsheviks had been the remarkable establishment of a new kind of fighting force, the Red Army. The Red Army had been created by decree on January 28, 1918. The man who was in control of the organizational efforts to create this army was Leon Trotsky, who had been war commissar from March 1918 and was charged with the formidable task of organizing out of the remnants of what remained of the Imperial Army insofar as it could be enrolled into the new Red Army, or from new elements, a workers' and peasants' Red Army. He did so from a mobile command post, his armored train. Trotsky had a special predilection for the armored trains that soon became a visual symbol for the force and the organization and the speed and dynamism of the communist forces. He felt that they were decisive in victory because they could appear wherever the battle raged most fiercely. They could bring with them ideological fervor in the sense of agitating among soldiers to hold out and to defend the revolution. They could bring badly needed supplies. They were above all emblematic of the modernity and the future orientation of the Bolshevik regime. But Trotsky, as a realist, understood that he needed not merely to mobilize will, but also to use the human material at hand. Former imperial officers of the Russian army were drafted, some willingly, like Marshal Tukhachevsky, some unwillingly. They were forced to serve under the supervision of special kinds of supervisors known as political commissars. The Red Army would have a dual system of leadership. One was military and professional, often under old officers of the old regime, and a political authority, the supervision of commissars with their ideological control. To further clamp down and consolidate control in the areas in which the Bolsheviks reigned, they used as well another tool of government, the Cheka, secret police. The Chekists, as the secret policemen were known in their trademark long black leather coats and their pistols, fanned out across these areas and used terror as an accepted weapon to consolidate control. They did so following an official decree of September 5th, 1918, on Red Terror, but in practice had been using Red Terror before. When we consider these achievements, as the Bolsheviks certainly felt them to be, the fact that the Bolshevik regime was still standing after the Civil War had ended, we need yet to keep one fundamental fact in mind. While this had been a victory of sorts, it in other cases had been a disappointment. The Russian Revolution was but to be the first act of a global drama. Those hopes had been disappointed, or at least deferred, for the immediate future. The Bolsheviks, now assessing their situation, felt that patience would be necessary. It would be necessary to build upon what one had achieved already in the expectation of a deferred global revolution sometime in the future. As the Bolsheviks considered what they had inherited after the Civil War, they saw a grim scene. They saw a country in ruins, with cities that were depopulated, with an economy reduced to barter, in which money had ceased to have much value or worth. They saw crop failures, which led to famine in the years 1921, 1922. And they saw, moreover, straggling across the blasted countryside, innumerable numbers of orphans, little children who had lost their parents in the vast bloodletting of the Civil War, human beings, quite literally, cast adrift in the tides of history. The Bolshevik leaders recognized that the failure of immediate international revolution, as well as a massive devastation of the Civil War, now made it necessary to adapt the ideological blueprint, to organize for the long haul. Some historians argue that the Civil War, as a pivotal experience for the Bolsheviks, did something to their movement.